Welcome to the Youth Sports Experience Podcast, where we explore topics and provide insight into the youth sports journey with the purpose of helping athletes, parents, coaches, and all stakeholders in youth sports maximize the benefits of the youth sports experience for all athletes. On today's episode, episode 9, we're going to discuss urgent patience, one of the blueprints that can be used for development. Best-selling author, expert on leadership and change, and professor at the Harvard Business School, John Cotter, describes the concept of urgent patience in his book, A Sense of Urgency. Cotter's description of urgent patience is a recognition that some of the changes we want to make will take time, even years, to accomplish, but we need to work toward them every day, even if our progress is an inch at a time. This concept strikes me as relevant to the development of young athletes. Sports are a mix of physical skills and mental acuity that take time to learn, develop, and ultimately master. It takes an athlete years to fully work through each stage in the development process, learning and developing the physical and mental tools necessary to reach their individual peak level of performance. While natural physical ability and natural mental acuity are factors in how high a level of performance each individual athlete can reach, using the concept of urgent patience as a guide for development and being intentional about following it will allow athletes to maximize the natural abilities they have been given. I believe that many young athletes will struggle to grasp the concept of urgent patience. The best opportunity for them to benefit from following this concept or by the adults who support them in their sports journeys, modeling this concept both in our own behaviors and engaging our young athletes with an intentional focus on urgent patience. There are many areas that practicing this concept can positively influence an athlete's development, and I'm going to cover ways youth coaches and parents can take an active role in supporting the young athlete's growth. Think of an athlete that you knew as a kid who was better than everyone else in their age group, yet as time progressed, people caught up to them or even passed them by. Maybe it was a basketball player or a soccer player who just used pure speed and quickness to score baskets, score goals, but they were never slowed down by their coaches and taught what they needed to do to play effectively against the defense with players who were the same or better natural ability than them, where use of technical skills became important. What about the running back on a football team who early on as a youngster used just pure speed to score touchdowns, but as he got older, he was not taught by the coaches early how to read blocks, how to set up blocks, how to use his teammates to run the ball effectively. Thus, what ended up happening as he got older is he was not able to be as effective as other players caught up to his speed and quickness. We, as youth coaches, are selling our kids short when we only focus on results and not how we go about getting those results. I believe we need to be intentional about placing focus on teaching fundamentals and making sure that our athletes learn step by step and at an appropriate pace the appropriate physical skills and mental acuity to be successful long-term in their sport. Our practices as youth coaches should include a majority of time spent on fundamental skill development and teaching how to think the game through age-appropriate introduction of mental and strategic concepts. I am also a believer in encouraging kids to do two things that are missing from the lives of many youth today. I believe playing free and pickup style sports, whether it's basketball, soccer, baseball, football, whatever the sport, is a great way to learn and adjust and adapt and know how to work in different situations and test the skills and the mental acuity that you're developing. I also believe that watching college and professional sports on television is an excellent way to learn. You can learn through that as an athlete by hearing the commentators, watching your specific position being played by a college or professional athlete, and better understanding the tools and techniques that are needed to be successful. I believe if we have kids do these things, this displays the concept of urgent patience at work. We are urgent and intentional about doing all the things I just talked about, By committing daily incremental growth in teaching to each piece of the puzzle, developing the young athletes in their sport. Yet, we display patience by allowing that this will take time to achieve. We have to accept that following this learning process, we may lose games and tournaments in the present in exchange for having players who are developed for success later. One example I have is a young man that I remember watching play in high school. He was a quarterback, and all through the youth ages, he always had a stronger arm than everybody else. And his teams would drop back and throw the football deep, run a lot of go routes. The wide receivers he had were fast, and so his strong arm, his fast wide receivers matched up at an early age for success. But I always felt a little bit sad for him because once he got to higher levels of play, including high school and into college, and things evened out for him, the advantages that his receivers had on the outside weren't near what they once were, and just throwing the ball deep down the field did no good. It was sad to watch his college career flounder because no one in the younger ages ever took the time to teach him how to read a defense, to teach him how to throw short and intermediate routes properly, and to teach him how to be successful as a quarterback in orchestrating an entire game, not just throwing the ball deep down the field. Did his teams win a lot when he was a kid? Absolutely. Did they have great team success even because of his skills and abilities? Absolutely. But I really truly believe that that kid was cheated in his development because urgent patience wasn't followed. Think about that concept. If they had had the urgency enough at that time to help him in practices, to daily learn the concepts of playing the quarterback position the right way, and then mix that someday with the skills and the talents that he naturally had and the strong arm he had, I always thought that young man that I'm thinking of could have been a tremendous, tremendous college player and even maybe played beyond. Parents, we play a major role in making sure that athletes have the chance to develop with an urgent patience model, step by step and at the appropriate pace. When choosing organizations and clubs for our athletes, make sure we choose ones that aren't trophy chasers. Pick the places where the coaches teach and develop the concepts and fundamentals of the sport. Especially at early ages, make sure the athletes are encouraged to try new skills and try new concepts. Practices at the early ages should be active, engaging, and include free play, where these young athletes can do what I talked about earlier, trying new skills and learning through trial and error. Competing and giving a full effort is more important at early ages than whether a team wins or loses. As athletes age, make sure that they are being taught the mental aspects of the game. For example, mental preparation, strategy, game planning, and how to adapt to struggle during a competition. And one more key point, I really encourage you as parents to please avoid using money as an incentive for your young athlete's performance. Human nature dictates that people will work toward the things that we are rewarded for doing. If a young athlete is getting paid to score goals or points, then chances are their focus will not be on making the correct play for their team. Simple example on this is a basketball game. If I'm coming down with the ball on a 2-on-1 fast break, and I can either go to the basket and try to score or make a nice pass to my teammate for a layup, the proper play in most cases, if you draw the defense to you, that's going to be a bounce pass to your teammate for a layup. But if I'm bringing the ball down and I know I'm getting paid for the amount of points I scored, is my motivation going to be to make the right play or go score a basket? It's just something to think about, and I urge you as parents to take that into consideration before using that as an incentive to get your athlete to perform or play, because it really is in sports about doing the right thing to help your team win, not accomplish the individual achievements and goals. And amazingly, when you do the right things to help your team win, many times that's going to help you achieve those individual goals that an athlete has. Bottom line, we, the youth coaches and parents, need to model the concept of urgent patience in our own lives and in the way we train our young athletes. Focusing on ways of developing athletes that were covered in this podcast, mixed with other similar elements, will create, I believe, a development process that models a concept of urgent patience and has lasting benefits into adulthood. It will allow our athletes to develop the right way, emphasizing an urgency on daily growth in development, and a patience to achieve long-term results. I believe this will reduce the risk of seeing the kids who were good at a young age because of natural abilities and the natural physical characteristics keep from getting lost in the athletic shuffle. And I believe it will also allow our young athletes the opportunity to achieve their maximum potential through consistent focus on appropriate and consistent physical and mental skill development. If you believe in the influence sports can have on the lives of our young athletes, please spread the word, as I am committed to helping make the youth and high school sports experience positive for all involved. I am available to bring this my message to groups of athletes, parents, youth sports organizations, schools, clubs, and anywhere else in which this message can make a positive impact. This includes speaking engagements, workshops, and customized events tailored to meet your group's needs. The best way to connect is as follows. Go to www.#competitionmatters.com. There's a place on the bottom of each page on my website that links to both my social media and allows you to send a personal message to me, which I will look forward to responding to. I also am on Facebook at Competition Matters, Twitter, my handle is at AaronLeonSites1, and on Instagram, #CompetitionMatters. So I hope to hear from you. I appreciate you listening to this podcast, and I look forward to bringing more to you again soon. But until then, let's all go make competition matter.